This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Rebecca.
It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while. So remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Elizabeth Gorski, who's a New York Times crossword contributor. I said, take the phrase patron saint, remove a letter, then rearrange the remaining letters to create a new, familiar, two-word phrase, three letters in the first word, seven letters in the second word, that names something important in life. What thing is this?
And I love the answer to this puzzle. What was it?
Thank you. Well, let me tell you, first of all, it's getting very hard nowadays to write challenge puzzles that can't be solved by computer. And this is one that couldn't be. If you put patron saint into computer programs, it won't come up with the answer, which was NPR station. And I'll tell you, we also accepted the answer rap station. I thought about that and thought, rap station, yeah, that's a common phrase, and that could be important in life, too.
Well, I don't know whether it's due to the lack of computer-solving ability or the relative importance of NPR, but we actually only received 597 entries this week, which is low for us. We do have a winner, though. His name is James Steffen of Germantown, Tennessee. Hi, James.
Hello.
So what do you do in Germantown?
I work at a digital printing company, and I manage new product design and automation there.
And I understand that in your free time, you do insanely competitive extreme sports.
Yes, you could say that. I do a lot of running and triathlons, and I actually just completed an Ironman at the end of August.
Are you a regular puzzle player?
I have been. Actually, my fiance turned me on to the Sunday Puzzler about a year and a half ago, and yeah, we listen to it pretty much every week.
Great. So, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay.
Terribly nervous, but ready.
Oh, you'll do fine. Will meet James. James meet Will. Let's play.
All right, James and Rebecca, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank ends in the letter D, as in dog. Drop the D, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, answers might be field to feel or beard to beer. Here's number one. In Napa Valley, this road will blank 15 miles through blank country.
Wine, then wine.
That's it. Number two, even though I have a phobia about yellow foods, I added blank to my hot dog with all the strength I could blank.
Mustard and musser.
That's it. That lazy bum is such a blank, he'll never practice batting skills enough to become a blank.
But these are much easier when you're listening on the radio on Sunday morning.
I'm going to go with sluggard and slugger on that one.
That's it. Such a sluggard. Never become a slugger. Good one, Rebecca. Try this one. In colonial New Hampshire, before the European immigrants could settle in blank, they first had to blank the Indians.
Oh, conquer then conquer.
Yeah, conquer the Indians. Good. During Seniors Week on the TV game show, one old blank just couldn't push his blank fast enough to get any answers.
Buzzard and buzzer.
That's it. To improve city hygiene, blank Alaska has installed a new blank system. Here it is again. To improve city hygiene, blank Alaska has installed a new blank system. Think of the U.S. Secretary of State who helped help the U.S. purchase Alaska.
Seward and Sewer.
That's a new sewer system. Good. In return for her longtime service to the Food Network, Chef, Sarah personally received an blank brooch from blank himself. So here it is again. In return for her longtime service to the Food Network, Chef, Sarah personally received an blank brooch from blank himself.
Kick it up a notch there, James.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't
that
know
was a hint.
That was a hint.
Oh, okay. So that's emerald and emerald.
That's it. Very good.
Thank
good
you
hint.
For the hint. Great hint.
And here's your last one. With the increase of money into the English royal treasury, King blank was considerably blank.
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah. With the increase of money into the English royal treasury, King blank was considerably blank.
Richard and richer?
That is it. Nice job.
Good job, James.
Thank you.
So, to tell you what you'll get for actually playing today's puzzle is someone who, believe it or not, has actually written an entire book about the phone book. He's a longtime word nerd and a New York Times puzzler. Here's Ammon Shea.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
And you can hear my conversation with Ammon Shea about his phone book in just a minute. But before we let you go, James, tell us what member station you listen to.
WKNO in Memphis, and yes, I am a member.
Good to hear. James Steffen in Germantown, Tennessee. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
So, Will, what are we going to puzzle our listeners with this week?
Yes, name a famous person. 6 letters in the first name, 8 letters in the last. In this person's first name, the first 2 letters are the same as the last 2 letters. And these 2 letters also start the last name. And even more oddly, the first 2 letters of the last name are pronounced differently from how they're pronounced in the first name. Who is this person? So again, a famous person, 6, 8. In this person's first name, the first 2 letters are the same as the last 2 letters, and these 2 letters also start the last name, and the first 2 letters of the last name are pronounced differently from how they're pronounced in the first name. Who is this famous person?
If you think you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline is next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Rebecca.